The author, Madeleine L'Engle, has written a book. She's written many wonderful books, but my favorite is one called Ring of Endless Light. And in it, a child speaks about a planet where they have no eyes. And the people on the planet with no eyes compensate with hearing and smell and touch, but they have no idea of what anything looks like. They have no way even to understand what vision is. And the girl says, maybe when the people on the planet with no eyes die, then maybe they get sent to planets where there are eyes. But you couldn't tell them about it ahead of time. So maybe when we die, we'll get something as important as sight. But because we don't know what it is, nobody could tell us about it now, any more than we could explain sight to the people on a planet with no eyes. All of our Christian study and devotion and prayer and faith comes down to trying to describe a world we cannot imagine. The change from the kingdom of humans to the kingdom of God is as stunning and as incomprehensible as when a planet with no eyes discovers vision. And it is every bit as hard to explain. The eternal that we experience with God cannot be explained to regular human beings, because we're used to relying on human physical senses and experiences. Like the man Bartimaeus in the gospel, we sit by the side of the spiritual road and we hear all the activity and the sound. Something is going by that interests us, but we keep ourselves busy. Even though we long for sight, we long for the ability to see in a way that brings comfort instead of disquiet. Jesus continually speaks of a new reality that can be seen with the eyes of God, but cannot be adequately explained to those of us here on the planet where people have no eyes to see the eternal. Spiritual vision is not always available to us because our narrow human experience limits us and makes us jaded. Our narrow experience causes us to have anxiety about performing, causes fear. For most of our human lives, we live on the planet where people have no eyes. And we cannot imagine or manage the kind of sight that Jesus describes and lives out. The disciples had watched Jesus use his spiritual sight, but they couldn't always see it in others or in themselves. I am thankful in this story that at least they had the grace to help Bartimaeus get up and go to Jesus to speak with him and to be healed. When this miracle happens to Bartimaeus, new sight comes not only to him, but also to the others present. They see Bartimaeus' life resurrected in a way, recreated in a form he has never imagined. And they must be standing there knowing what his life has been like up to that point, and then seeing this change and saying, this is what is possible with God. If we were to go from our planet, where people have no eyes for the eternal, to a place with the vision of God, we would be overwhelmed. As Jesus says elsewhere in the Gospels, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. This newfound vision, this spiritual, eternal vision, cannot come to us all at once. We cannot bear its light. We cannot bear its truth. And that truth is that love alone matters in eternity. because that truth is so difficult. Why? It calls into question all human priorities, all human values on which we have spent our time, our money, and our life force. Suddenly, to realize that nothing else matters stuns us. It frightens us. We cannot bear it. It is as terrifying as coming from a planet where people have no eyes and suddenly having vision. One of the terrifying parts of it is a sense of regret. Why didn't I know about this before? Why have I emphasized all these other things instead of this one thing that matters? Because this vision is so powerful, it comes to us gradually. We begin to get a sense of it through the life of Christ when we see how Christ looked at people with that loving, eternal sight. We see other people in our lives who love unconditionally, and that eases us into that sense of vision. We see those people in our world, our surroundings. They speak our language, and we begin to understand that there is a place we cannot imagine, a place where all people see and are seen by the vision of Christ. With that vision, we are moved by the Holy Spirit into another kingdom. It is eternal. It is spiritually sighted. It is irrevocable, but it is overpowering and frightening. After all, we have managed to get along well here in our world with sensations, with gifts we can touch and feel and hold. We think we're doing just fine most of the time. We have no clue how limited our experience and our vision are. We don't even know most of the time that we live on a planet where the people have no eyes. We have no idea what else is out there. In the unconditional love of God and of those around us, we begin to see that something else, something better, something totally inexplicable based on human experience, exists. We live on the planet where people have no eyes. Only through God's Holy Spirit can we begin to understand that other place, the kingdom of God, where that vision not only exists, but where people see each other with the love of God. Do we have the courage to imagine such a place? The courage to go to such a place? Or do we prefer to stay here, beside the road, hearing others following Jesus, but not having the courage ourselves to see? Are we satisfied here on our safe and comforting planet where we have no eyes?